Hey Booers, it's Salwar again. I seem to be going boo-tastic at the moment, just taking advantage of the time that I've got to catch up on booze and to boo myself. So, this next boo is a VI question. Sorry, sighted people, I'm always asking VI questions. But I just went to the buffet to get some yummy food, which incidentally is very yummy. I've got a muffin. Chocolate chip muffin, some crisps. I just polished off a BLT and I've got water as well, I suppose, which is a boring bit, but I thought, you know, what the hell, I never get a chance to eat much when I'm running around after Alice because I'm so busy making her food that I forget to eat. So I thought, well, I'll just indulge. Anyway, when I was walking up the buffet, it's quite a few carriages away, so I had to walk from coach C to coach H, so lots of cases and stuff on the floor. I'm not like, anyway, I managed it fine, but I did find that when I walk along a moving vehicle like a bus or a train or anything like that, I always tend to find it really difficult to balance and have to work really hard not to smack myself off the seats or sort of fall when I'm walking. And I just wondered if other VI people have this or whether it's just me being a complete dizzy blonde. Also, I've got kind of, well, what some of my friends have affectionately named holster hips, because I've got like sort of an ordinary size waist and then a big childbearing hips. So it just looks really funny. But anyway, maybe it's big bum and hips like whacking off the seats or I don't know. But anyway, suffice to say that I have to work really hard and sometimes like turn to the side to make sure that I don't smack into people's seats. And it's just like, you just start walking and then suddenly the train does a little lurch and then you end up almost all over the other side of the train. So, yeah, I must have looked a picture of this blindie with this sort of stick poking in front and then me sort of wobbling around. Anyway, I managed to get the food and it didn't take me too long, so that's the main thing. Mission accomplished. But, yeah, it's the same on a bus as well. Sometimes I had to really shout at the driver because they've started driving off before I've walked down the bus, because I never walk down a moving bus. It's just disastrous consequences. I'll just fall over when it breaks and stuff like that. And so I've always waited until the bus stops, but the driver obviously forgets and starts driving off. Anyway, as you can hear, there's announcements going on, so I'm going to leave now. But yeah, any VI people that this happens to, please let me know. Or any tips for improving one's balance as a VI person, because my balance, quite frankly, is rubbish. I can't stand on one leg, can't walk on those little bars that you walk on at school. You know, I don't know if you have this at special school, but at mainstream, you have PE and you do this kind of walk along a single bar and you have to put your arms out to keep your balance. And this is when you're normally about 5, 6, something like that. That was rubbish. I just used to wobble or fall off. So, yeah, I'm not really a sporty person anyway. But, yeah, any tips on balance or even any funny stories or experiences would be cool. Entertain me on my journey. All right, take care. Bye.